Good morning. It's November the 3rd, 2024, in the year of our Lord, and the title for my message is Pessimist or Optimist? And my first scripture reading comes from Psalm 37, verses 3 through 6. Trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and feed on his faithfulness. Delight yourself also in the Lord, and he shall give you the desires of your heart. Commit your way to the Lord, trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. He shall bring forth your righteousness as the light and your justice as the noonday. And my second reading comes from Paul's letter to the Ephesians chapter 5, verses 15 through 17. See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be unwise, but understand what the will of the Lord is. And do not be drunk with wine, in which is dissipation, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things to God the Father, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, submitting to one another in the fear of God. Pessimist or optimist? It is often the case, and not surprising, that sometimes a few verses in the Bible pack a lot of meaning and inspire deep reflection and thinking. My question posed to everyone this morning comes directly from verses 15 and 16. Let me read again. See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time because the days are evil. We need to hear what the Lord is saying to us because indeed, we live in difficult, confusing, and evil times. As we all know, there is a lot of angst and anxiety in our country and even around the world regarding Tuesday's national elections for Congress, but most importantly for the presidency and the vice president positions. What's at stake is the control of the White House and domestic and foreign policy in both houses of Congress. You know, there was a tremendous fear and uncertainty following the Islamic terror attacks on 9/11 in this country. How many here remember the financial crisis of 2007 and 8 when the Lehman Brothers sent their employees onto the sidewalks on 7th Avenue in Manhattan, grasping their office belongings and wondering what just happened to their 158-year-old investment banking firm? A banking firm that was an icon on Wall Street. And how was it possible that they went completely bankrupt? The Secretary of the Treasury at the time, Hank Paulson, and Ben Bernanke of the Federal Reserve decided that the collapse of Lehman Brothers was acceptable, and they let it go. But that same federal government intervened to save Lehman's main competitors, Merrill Lynch, AIG, the insurance giant, and later, Bear Stearns. Lehman Brothers, some thought, was not too big to fail after all. Trillions and trillions of dollars were provided by the Federal Reserve to save large banks here and abroad in Europe, and a lot of Americans are in the dark regarding that. Remember, pessimism or optimism? Since 2009, gun sales continue to grow in this country. They grew exponentially during the Antifa and the BLM riots in 2020. When American cities were going up in flames, when mayhem and lawlessness was abounding, when cities were literally burning, you had the mainstream media saying it was a summer of peace. It was peaceful protest. And right behind those idiotic announcers, buildings were engulfed in flames. So you saw a rise in the purchase of firearms. People with some resources have been and continue to buy precious metals. They are amassing for their own safety and security gold and silver. Other people have decided the heck with living in American cities. They have fled metropolitan areas and they are going to live off the grid. They are going to be homesteaders. They're going to grow their own food. They're going to collect their own rainwater. They're going to have their own solar panels. They will not be reliant upon government or the utility companies. Now many of us might remember that right after 9/11, church attendance spiked dramatically. But like all things in this country, it doesn't last. Now, of course, let's be honest. Many people have lost faith in their government, whether it's the government of the United States or throughout Europe. And making that situation even more dire and problematic for bureaucrats and the administrative state is the fact that our governments lied to us through the COVID-19 lockdowns and the hysteria they created. Citizens across Western societies feel that they've been lied to by their so-called experts in government. Cynicism runs rampant across party lines because so many feel misled. They feel overwhelmed, and many are depressed with their circumstances of where they are. Rationally and emotionally, I get it. People are uncertain and even confused with the world and what is happening in it. I've had people tell me they don't know where to go to find the truth. They don't know who they can trust when it comes to the news. And I always ask people, where do you go to get your news? Because that's going to filter what you hear and what you see. Now, none of us can predict what will happen in 8 days, 8 weeks, 8 months, much less 8 years from now. In fact, there's a beautiful verse from the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 29, verse 29. The secret things belong to the Lord our God, but the things revealed belong to us and to our children forever, that we may follow all the words of His law. So here's my question for all of you. How should you, and I for that matter, live in moments like this? It would seem that society is unraveling before our very eyes and becoming worse. Then there are abundant opportunities for God's people to stand in the gap and be a bridge for people to cross over. And when they cross over that bridge, we pray and hope that they find peace and they find shelter in the stormy times that they see and that they live in. Should we be optimists or should we be pessimists? Or should we be located somewhere in the middle between them? Let's look at Paul's wisdom for the Ephesian church again this morning. See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise. The word circumspectly carries the idea that we need to be careful, prudent, with our eyes wide open so that we do not fall or slip like walking on a mountain path or taking the wrong step and plunging to our death. I think far too many of us, including myself, we are living life in the fast lane. And when I use that phrase, living life in the fast lane, do you remember that hit song from the Eagles, Life in the Fast Lane? That's what comes to mind as an American. And what I mean is this. How many times did we make a snap decision and being too quick before we really thought about it, before we reflected upon it, before we asked the opinion of others? How many of us, we speak too fast without fully listening to what other people are saying? As they are speaking to us, we are already formulating a response. How many of us moved too fast, or we reacted before we heard the question, or we knew what was truly going on? For our culture and many others, it's pedal to the metal, and we keep pressing because we have too much on our mind. Or to use another illustration, we have too much on our plate. What I would say to everyone is that we need to slow down. We need to take a deep breath so that we can think before we react. One pastor I read said it this way so eloquently and succinctly. We speak too quickly. Our words are hasty and ill-timed. We go before we're ready. speak before we have anything to say, we teach before we're taught, and build high before we build deep. Very profound words. You know, when I'm in a rush and I'm hurrying myself, guess what happens? I don't watch where I'm going, and I'm liable to fall or slip, or I'm able to become lost and frustrated because I wasn't paying attention to the signs. Is the answer using a digital planner on our phones, making us more organized so we don't forget things? Is that the answer? Maybe for some of it, it is. Maybe that is a step in the right direction to have some type of planner, whether hard copy or digital. However, I believe the psalmist's ancient wisdom and guidance makes a lot of sense in a very hectic world. Be still and know that I am God. Psalm 46, verse 10. When we slow down and allow ourselves to take a deep breath, to think clearly, we will be amazed how God can do so much through us than on our own. Paul again, verse 16, redeeming the time because the days are evil. Historically speaking, the word redeem was a marketplace term that meant to buy back or to purchase something. In other words, you redeem something when you buy it back. The word time has two meanings here, chronologically, like in minutes, days, months, and years, but it also has the meaning of urgency and importance, like now, today. Not tomorrow. Time is of the essence because the days are evil. Or some translations have, these are desperate times. You know, Paul writes these words while in a Roman jail in Ephesus. To give you a little context and history, Nero was the emperor of Rome at that time, a perverted man who set fire to Rome, and then he had the audacity and the cowardice to blame it on Christians. He it was that had Paul beheaded. Ephesus was truly a pagan city from where Paul was writing. Now, Ephesus was the most important city in the province of Asia for Rome. We know that as modern-day Turkey. It was close to the coast, and because of that, it was a growing, bustling, booming city. It was famous for the temple of Artemis or Diana by the Romans. This temple was its glory and considered one of the seven wonders of the ancient world. Artemis, if you're not familiar with your Greek or Roman mythology, was the goddess of sex. Her temple had a statue of a woman with many breasts, symbolizing unrestrained sexual license and freedom. It had temple prostitutes, both male and female. Sounds like modern America, Canada, and Europe. One ancient writer of Ephesus said their morals were lower than animals. Not only that, but astrology, the occult, and sexual perversion produced bondage and idolatry that gripped ancient Ephesus. The leaders in Rome and Ephesus saw the gospel as a threat to their way of life. Add to that heresy, and that is what Paul means when he said the days are evil. And if you doubt what I'm saying, I would suggest you go to the book of Acts or the Acts of the Apostles and read on your own Acts chapter 19 in its entirety. I wonder what Paul would say today. When the world around us is going to hell in a basket, we have an incredible opportunity to show and live out the life-changing power of the gospel of Jesus Christ. The darker the night, the brighter the light shines. You know, I don't often quote from this man for different reasons. But a famous American preacher and activist gave a speech on April the 3rd, 1968, in Memphis, Tennessee. And sadly, on April the 4th, 1968, he was assassinated on a balcony in Memphis. And the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. said the following. He spoke to a large gathering on April the 3rd. He says, here it is, quote, Well, I don't know what will happen now. We've got some difficult days ahead, but it doesn't matter with me now, because I've been to the mountaintop, and I don't mind. Like anybody, I would like to live a long life. Longevity has its place, but I'm not concerned about that now. I just want to do God's will. And He's allowed me to go up to the mountain. And I've looked over, and I've seen the promised land. I may not get there with you, but I want you to know tonight that we as a people will get to the promised land. And I'm happy tonight. I'm not worried about anything. I'm not fearing any man. Mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord. Are you an optimist or a pessimist? I think I am both, but mostly an optimist because of the gospel of Jesus Christ and because of what I read in the Bible. For God's people following Jesus, Good Friday was nothing but pessimism. But on Sunday morning, the truth broke through and despair and grief turned to joy and hope. Folks, we live on the side of the empty tomb of Jesus Christ. The late, great Paul Harvey said the following: there have always been times like these. So I say to everyone, from what Paul said to the Ephesian church, watch your step, redeem the time, understand what the will of the Lord is. Amen.